Remember Pratik, right? My best friend by chance? Yeah. He told me one day, bro, I want to buy Lamborghini Urus. And the only problem I have is that I have 4 crores and 80 lakhs rupees less. So for a moment, I seeked for anything near me that I could just pick up and smash his head. Then I realized, Tata has recently launched his Curve, right? Then I calmed myself down and realized that basic structure of those cars are quite similar. Only Curve being a little shorter, both in length and height. Then I suggested this idea to my not so intelligent friend. And I was surprised that he asked me a good question, which he hardly does. Never. He asked me how this design of cars came to existence. Hi, I'm Ravjot Singh, an automobile engineer by profession and owner of Singh Automobiles. My mission is to serve people by modifying their cars any way possible so that they have a sense of novelty while driving their ride. Before starting, please consider following to this podcast. Your one follow and review on the episode motivates me for making new and interesting episodes. So let's get into it. Indian auto market has always been competitive and hard for car brands. This is why automakers have brought different Indian specific categories. Car categories like sub 4 meter sedans, sub 4 meter SUVs or compact SUVs. These are a few which either originated in India or are popularized only in India. Now this is all about the past. But I think maybe the history is repeating itself and another new car category is going to be born in India. The category of affordable and small coupe SUVs. First Tata Curvv, then Mahindra XUV E9 and then Citroen Basalt. We are getting to see these teasers and these coupe SUVs in our Indian auto market and announcements are being made. And it's possible that other auto brands might announce their coupe shaped SUVs in the Indian market. Since the cars are flooding, the question is why are these higher brands are after these coupe SUVs? We'll learn in detail. What are these coupe designs? Where did they originate? And why do brands make them in the first place? Coupe is a French word derived from Cooper. And the meaning of Cooper is cut. To know why coupe is derived from cut, we must go back in time. Almost 200 years in the past. We must go back into the 18th century. There were two kind of seats in horse carts. One was front facing and other was rear facing. But when the French cut their carriers and they removed the rear facing seats and put only the front facing seats, these horse carriages were called as coupes. I mean, the coupe is a horse carriage that don't have rear seats and their windows were fixed glasses and their roof is fixed as well. In the early 30s, many cars launched based on the same class, which were two-door, two seats and their roofs were fixed. If I talk about some initial models, they were Ford Model 18 launched in 1937 or if Buick 37 launched in 37 again. These were early examples of coupe body cars. Initially, coupe cars were copied the design philosophy of horse cars. I mean, they had two doors and two seats. But down the line, coupe meaning has changed a little. If I talk about 40s and 50s, there were few cars during the time too, where there were only two doors, but there were four seats. And to accommodate these four seats, their backs were extended and their backs were added with a curve so they could accommodate four seats. Now, based on this, four-seat coupe designs of 40s and 50s, many cars came after them, which were called coupes. Cars like Porsche 911, most cars by Ferrari and Mustang. And many four-seater two-door cars like BMW M8, Rolls Spectre or Audi A5. But by now, you must have understood that these cars with a fixed roof and two doors were not called coupe, regardless of how many seats they have. But you might question me that if two doors are called coupe, then how come anyone calls SUV coupe? Because they have four doors. Well, the reason for calling some SUVs coupe is not because they have two or four doors. It's their sloping roofline. These designs either fall into fastback category. I mean the cars with a single curve in the rear. Or many coupe cars come with a comeback design which has a rear curve but the slope is cut at the end. Now when BMW launched an SUV with comeback design in 2008 which was X6, people have started calling it SUV looking like a coupe. And this was the reason that these SUVs were called a coupe with comeback design or which has a fast back design. Now X6 gained popularity among the rich and because of this, many expensive brands started designing their SUVs in coupe designs. Now after Mercedes have launched their GLE and GLC coupe, both of them were SUVs. The Lamborghini Urus can be called an coupe as well. After that, Aston Martin DBX is a coupe designed SUV. Porsche Cayenne has a coupe roofline models. Now we understand why cars are called coupe SUVs or where did they originate. So now let's understand why they are made at the first place and why are these cars flooding in the Indian market. Look, companies have two major reasons to make coupe SUVs. One of them and the only major reason is the better aerodynamics. Like I told you guys earlier, these regular sports cars come with their fastback or camback designs. But the reason behind them is not just a show off or good look element. The result of giving them this design reduces the drags of these cars. I mean the force of these cars when they are put into the wind are less compared to the other cars due to their design. Because this coupe design is used in this SUV, so the drag coefficient is lower than the boxy shaped SUVs. And because of this, speed and handling gets better than the regular SUVs. You must have also seen that fast SUVs come with coupe design. Mercedes-Benz has said in their self-published article that this coupe design makes a lot of sense aerodynamically. And they have also said coupe SUVs are fitted with a lower torque engines compared to regular SUVs, since these coupe designed SUVs move with equal efficiency compared to a boxy shaped SUVs. Now, overall better efficiency is a reason for making coupe SUVs. But the other reason is that these car brands are forced to make weird designs. Now, let me explain. You guys must have observed that cars are coming with futuristic designs. Most of the new car generations are very different from their previous models. Like Hyundai Verna, Tata Nexon look very different compared to their old models. Car brands had to do this because all the models were looking similar. You cannot identify their brands just with their side profile. A brand identity is its uniqueness. And if you cannot differentiate a car among 50 others, then what's the use of making a car at the first place? So automobile designers are facing challenges to make their cars stand out from the other cars. So you could identify its brand just from looking it afar. Because of this, new generation automobiles are coming with a new design language, and to create this uniqueness, they are making very aggressive and impactful designs. The best way to create this impact is making their headlights and grills look aggressive, like BMW is also doing it. These are a few methods which can help a car to stand out and leave their mark on your minds. But making coupe designs could be an addition, because until now coupe designs are only limited to a luxury segment. So there is a lot of room for them to venture into a smaller price segments. And the same thing is being seen in India. Indian auto market has been an epicenter of SUVs, and we have seen so many categories that are not found anywhere else. For example, compact SUVs, which was started by Renault Duster, or a sub 4 meter SUV where Ford EcoSport has succeeded. But these two categories have become popular only in India, and there are so many models in this category. It has become difficult to make money from here. This is why I believe that Tata and Mahindra and Citroen are trading in a brand new category or trying to develop a new one. As I said before, currently this category consists of expensive cars only, like Porsche and Lamborghini, etc. So at this price of 15 to 20 lakhs, there is a lot of scope for these brands, and they will have a first mover advantage because they are initial brands. Just like Nexon, one of the first sub 4 meter car, or Creta, which is one of the first compact SUVs, which gained a lot of success. Also, because this category is popular in expensive cars, so launching affordable cars can benefit in a way that people will think of them as expensive. They are giving coupe designs in affordable cars, which is only seen in expensive cars, so people might think of these vehicles as luxury cars. So definitely, this category will have so many sales. Let me tell you another thing, that my research says that these cheap SUV coupes are only available in India. Like I told you in the beginning, there is no sign of these cars outside India. So all these brands are going to work together in India on coupe SUVs. So this is a good thing that people will get a great variety. What is your favorite coupe SUV? Or if you don't like coupe SUVs, please let me know in the review section of this episode. So this is it for this episode. If you like it, then consider following and rating this podcast. I will be back with new episode on next Wednesday. Till then, take care and keep being awesome. Pratik, we need no more cars. We'll travel by local train from now. Understood?